Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Tuesday, the 20th of October. Technical issues this morning, folks. We may or may not get Ashwin to join us today to give us our cricket update because, yes, the domestic season started yesterday. Also in the news, we'll catch up on the cycling where George Bennett is about to start his next Grand Tour. We have news from the NRL and also rugby and motorsport as well. So over in the cycling, and yes, it's a rest day at the Giro d'Italia, which means a round of COVID tests. And there are still concerns as to whether the Giro will be able to make it all of the way to Milan for its finale due to COVID. And we'll just see how many or if and how many riders will test positive for COVID on the rest day. Like last time, we lost Jumbo-Visma and Mitchelton Scott, and as well as Michael Matthews. So we'll see what happens before. And also the concerns in the Giro as to the weather as well. Will it be too cold them to go to the high mountains? And it's descending this issue, not climbing there, with wind chill factors on the descent. Also today, the Vuelta España will start with George Bennett taking part, if you look, Jumbo-Visma in that one. It's 18 stages rather than normal 21, and with lots of mountaintop stages in the first week, it's going to be crazy from the off. Also, with the threat of it finishing early due to COVID, and whoever's leading at that point will be named champion. No one is going to want to be having to catch up time. Everyone's going to want to be leading and in that leader's jersey. So expect some exciting racing from the off in the Vuelta España, let's say, where George Bennett is there as a domestique for his team. Moving on then into the rugby news. And the Black Ferns have announced where their third match this season is going to be. They've got three matches lined up on November the 7th. There'll be a possibles versus probables at North Harbour Stadium. On the 14th, it'll be the Black Ferns versus New Zealand Barbarians at the Trusts Arena Stadium in Waitakere, followed up by on the 21st, while the Black Ferns playing the New Zealand Barbarians again down at Trafalgar Park in Nelson. So a series of games against Australia and England have not been possible due to COVID. And so these rearranged fixtures have been put in place instead. Thank you, everyone who's joined us on his walk this morning. Yes, if you have unlimited data, you can stream us as you walk live on our Facebook page there. If you don't have unlimited data, you can download the recording as a podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcatcher. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who is going to take us through our birthdays.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning in to New Zealand Sport Radio. Before we get into birthdays today, we just want to have a quick look at the Auckland weather. Well, it's a great start to the day. We're sitting at 13 degrees, but we are expecting a high of 19 degrees with a 20% chance of precipitation. So that's our weather for today. And at this stage, Auckland traffic moving freely. Now, on birthdays today, a former Crusaders, Highlanders, and New Zealand Māori lock, a flying rugby winger born in South Africa, and finally, a current New Zealand women's cricketer. And that's where we start our birthdays this morning. Maddie Green, born this day, the 20th of October 1992, is a New Zealand cricketer. In April of 2018, she won the Ruth Martin Cup for her domestic batting at the New Zealand Cricket Awards. On the 8th of June 2018, she scored her first century in women's ODIs with 121 against Ireland in 2018. She was awarded a central contract by New Zealand Cricket following tours of Ireland and England in the previous month. In 2018, she was named a New Zealand squad for the 2018 ICC World Women's Cup and 2020 tournaments in the West Indies. In the January of 2020, she was named a New Zealand's squad for the 2020 ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Australia, which unfortunately didn't take place because of COVID. Moving right along, Wes Goosen, born this day, the 20th of October 1995, is a South African-born New Zealand rugby union player who currently plays as a midfielder or outside back for Wellington in New Zealand's domestic Mitre 10 Cup and the Hurricanes in international Super Rugby. Now, born in South Africa in the city of East London, Hurson moved to New Zealand along with his family at the age of four, initially settling in Auckland, where he attended primary school before moving south to the nation's capital, Wellington, where he attended high school at Wellington College, obviously making Wellington age group sides before he made the Wellington provincial team. And finally, staying with the Oval Ball game this morning, Joe Wheeler, born on this day, the 20th of October, 1987, is a New Zealand rugby union player. He plays as a lock or flanker for Suntory Sun Goliath in the Japanese top league, although not playing in that league at this time. Of Ngāti Tahu descent, Wheeler was selected in the New Zealand Māori and All Blacks squad and represented on November 2013 tour of North America. Wheeler has represented Tasman at provincial level and the Crusaders and the Highlanders at Super Rugby level. So there we go. Joe Wheeler, Wes Hoosen, and of course, Maddie Green. Happy birthday to all three of you today. Hope you all have a great day. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And yes, so they all have a wonderful birthday today and some lovely cake. I like cake. Anyway, moving on to our NRL update. And Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has won the captain's award in the NRL awards ceremony. But unfortunately, there was a blunder, and Jack Whitten, as the Daily M medal winner, was announced early. Which was a shame. The embargoed news had been given to the media, but they allowed it to go out early, which is obviously the whole point of embargoing it is that it doesn't go out early. So congratulations to Jack Whitten, and NRL says there's going to be an investigation into that. This will all be covered in our NRL show, The Standoff, on Wednesday evening with Brad, and we'll go through all of the award winners there. And yes, we have got Ashwin, so we're going to have I'm going to hand over to him for our cricket update. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. Can you hear me?
We can hear you absolutely fine, sir. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I've gone to alternative broadcasting methods. So just bear with me a few seconds while I get to my news.
Whilst Ashwin's getting himself set up, I'll continue with the rugby news. And over in the rugby, TG Perenara has been named to go and play over in Japan. next season, so he'll miss out on the Super Rugby season. A bit like Beauden Barrett and Brodie Retallick, Sam Whitelock, another player who is taking the opportunity to head over on a sabbatical to Japan. He'll be playing with NTT Docomo Red Hurricanes over in Japan, and we'll link up with them later this year. So let's hope he has a good time over there, and we look forward to having TJ Perenara back here in New Zealand for to continue and make a push for the next Rugby World Cup. We'll hand you back to Ashwin now for our cricket update.
Yeah, and good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our interweb viewers and listeners. And can CSK get their game going? Experience at the Chennai Super Kings isn't proving enough as they go down again, this time to the Rajasthan Royals. The Super Kings batting first put up a subpar, well, actually it was worse than subpar, 125 for 5. The strike rate's the killer for the Super Kings score. In reply, the Royals, in a slight spot of bother, like my technical difficulties this morning, at 28 for 3. But with such a low score to chase, there was never any real panic in the camp. Josh Butler seeing the Royals home with 70 off 48, and there was 2.5 overs to spare there. So that means that the Delhi Capitals are at the top of the table on 14 points, and they will be taking on the desperate Kings 11, who will be trying to stay in the competition, and that match is on tomorrow. And in local cricket, the Plunkett Shield, as I mentioned yesterday morning, got underway, and they got underway to a rather wet start. Northern Districts batting first got through to 81 without loss in the 20 overs that were able to get in. Jeet Raval, who's moved down to ND, looking to kickstart his Black Caps hopes, having a good start to the season. He's on 44 when play gets underway this morning. At the Basin Reserve, Wellington put the pads on first against Canterbury. Tom Blundell and Rachin Ravindra are the early casualties there, with Devin Conway holding up one end on 22. Again, only 20 overs were possible in Wellington as well. Hopefully the weather's hopefully the weather will be better in both locations today. And it's looking grey but settled here in Auckland for the start of the third Plunkett Shield match between Auckland and Otago at Eden Park today. And that, Paul, is our cricket news late but got there in the end.
Yep, we got there in the end. And moving over now to motor sport. And Scott Dixon was part of a winning team at Petit Le Mans race, which is a 10-hour endurance race using a Le Mans-style cars. And so not the normal open-wheel car that he's used to driving in IndyCar. He, along with teammates Ryan Briscoe and Renger van der Zander, won that race driving in the Cadillac. They were helped out by the top two cars hit colliding and 11 minutes left of the race. So and Van Zander took advantage to go through and across the finish line first. Scott Dixon will be back in the IndyCar next weekend, where he is trying to defend his lead in the overall championship. It's the final round, and he's finished fifth or higher to guarantee that he wins that championship. He did win the first three races of the season, but has seen Newgarden cut his lead by more than 100 points. Newgarden, the 2017 and 2019 IndyCar champion over there. Also, we'll be seeing Scott McLaughlin head over and try his hand at IndyCar as well. The champion there is not expected to return to supercars and is expected to give IndyCar a go next season. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news, folks. Have a wonderful day. It is a bit grey and wet here in Hamilton. But don't worry, we will still be back here this evening at 8 p.m. with the Driving Mall Show. Yes, it's new home on a Tuesday evening, as we've been ousted by the cricket show, swinging from the hip from our normal Monday night slot. So have a wonderful day, folks, and catch you all later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.